The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren, and today's message is called Pray More. Now, you know that's right. Let's get into a word of prayer. Father, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, I want to thank you for blessing us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, Jesus said it is expedient that he leaves, that he could send the Comforter. Lord, help us understand the preciousness of the Holy Spirit. Help us to understand his gifts. Help us to understand how he wants to help us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for everything you have done for us. In the precious holy name of Jesus. Amen. So life is like a journey, and some people's journey is longer than others. Some people's journey is more comfortable than others, and others is downright scary. Others have a lot of obstacles, a lot of challenges, etc. And along your journey, you always get these different forks in the road. You're always faced with, should I do this or should I do that? There's always choices to make. And it's like walking in a gigantic maze. And we're just faced with choices all the time. You know, every turn we make, guess what? There's going to be another choice there, another decision to make. And I always say this, it's like dominoes. You know, if you make one bad decision now, it's going to affect your tomorrow. And it's just one bad choice leads to another, whereas one good choice leads to another. But in reality, it's not always like that. You know, so there's choices that we make that it seems like pretty obvious. And then there's those choices that, man, we got to stop and think about it. And we got to run our pros and cons list. And there's choices in any and every given area. You know, there's choices on what area to live in, you know, or what city or what country. We are faced with who we're going to marry. We faced with when are we going to have kids. We faced with what career we want to go into. What do we want to study further, etc., etc. Who do you want to hang out with? And the choices just never stop. I'm just here to tell you we need a shepherd. Jesus knows. We think we know. We don't know. We do not know. If the human race knew anything, it would be in better shape than it is now. But I can tell you things that I've seen, you know, where people are just, they're making the dumbest decisions of their lives, you know, supporting the wrong presidential candidates, you know, siding with murderers versus the innocent, you know, deciding on who to rally after, who to like and who to hate, what religion to follow. But for the rest of us that have more common sense in these areas, we still face with hard decisions. And everyone needs Jesus. Everyone. You know, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." God also blessed us by making Jesus our wisdom. And, you know, before Jesus left, he told his disciples, he said, it is expedient that I go, that I may send you the Comforter. He said, it is expedient. You can imagine that close-knit relationship that he and the disciples had, the great times they had, the miracles that they saw, the stories that they were told. And then for Jesus to sit back and say, it is expedient that I leave. The disciples must have been thinking, who can top you? You know, this is the very Son of God. But we receive the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, will lead you into all truth. Now, that scripture right there, when the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth, that is not automatic. There are things that we have to do on our side that open the door up for Him, or should I say, allow Him to lead us into all truth. And one of those things is praying in tongues. Listen, you got to start praying in tongues for everything. And I'll explain that to you. You know, the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, that God says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. You know, plans to give you hope and a future. Now, the Bible also says that the Holy Spirit knows the mind of God. Okay? So do you see where I'm going with this? We have access to those plans via the Holy Spirit. And the Bible also says that when we pray in tongues, we edify ourselves, because the Holy Spirit helps our spirits to pray the right way. The Holy Spirit knows God's plans for us. And when we pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is helping our spirits to pray the perfect prayer. You know, the Bible says when we pray in tongues, we actually pray to God. We're not speaking to man. We're speaking to God. And the Holy Spirit is helping us in our prayers. He's helping us pray the right prayers. He's helping us say the right things. He's leading us in what we should be asking for, because He knows the plans. And when we pray in tongues, guess what? We are praying in perfect love. We are praying the will of God. We are praying those plans out. Those plans that God says I have for you, those are the plans that we are praying out. So that's why it is so important to use that gift of praying in tongues. Use it for everything. If you see someone in need, maybe you got a family member that's going through something, or a friend, etc., and you want to share the love, you want to pray for them, rather pray in tongues for them. Say, Lord, you know their situation. You know their situation more than I'll ever know their situation. You know the solution. So, Lord, I'm going to start praying in tongues for that person right now. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you for that utterance. I'm asking you for help. Help me to pray that perfect prayer for them. And then just go for it. You know, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit helps us in our infirmities. We don't know what we should be asking for. And that's why you can use that gift of prayer in all areas. Years ago, I used to think that praying in tongues is only for the purpose of praying out the wisdom of God on what to do in a certain situation. But then I was directed by the Lord to pray in the Spirit for two separate people during two different seasons for their protection. And I did that. Then I found out in the Word that you can pray in tongues for someone to get healed. And now that list of the importance of praying in tongues is growing, and it's growing, and it's growing. And then the Bible says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. Jesus said, what things soever you desire, what things, what things. That also includes physical things. You can pray in tongues for things. Do you see how this just gets bigger and bigger and bigger? And if you study out 1 Corinthians, you'll see that it is better to pray with your spirit than it is with your understanding. Because when you pray in the Spirit, you open yourself up to the whole realm of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is helping you now. But when you're praying with your own understanding, you are limited, you are capped. You might even be praying amiss. Most of the time we do. But you can't pray amiss when you're praying in tongues. Now, when I say praying in tongues, I'm not saying a quick 5-minute prayer. I'm talking about praying until the Lord says, okay, enough's enough. Now, once again, you know, I'm not telling you to pray the whole day for something or for any situation or in any situation. What I'm talking about is praying for a certain amount every day toward whatever you believe in God for. Get the Holy Spirit involved every single day of your life. Praying in tongues, praying in tongues, praying in tongues, praying in tongues. I remember years ago when I was in a lot of debt, and there was no natural way of me getting out of that debt because I didn't have the income to cover that. And I started praying in tongues. I started praying in tongues over my debt, and one by one, those debts fell. Man, I tell you, there's power in praying in tongues. And it's something that you got to develop in. What I like doing, I've got various journals. And I like the Irish margin lines. I like the small columns and all that. And of course, I write very small. And I'll create a column for whatever I'm praying in tongues for. And then every day I'll put the date and I'll put the amount of time I prayed in tongues. And I'll use that to see how far I've come. And it motivates me. But that's the thing. You got to keep praying in tongues until you get the results. I promise you this. You will go a lot further in life if you are praying in tongues versus you not praying in tongues. Every day, just pray in tongues. You don't even have to name that prayer. Just say, Lord, I'm going to pray in tongues. Holy Spirit, you know what I need. You know what is going on in my life, or you know who needs the help. Use me. You can also just pray for yourself and say, Lord, you know where I am. You know where I need to be. Use these prayers. You can do that. No problem. But you're going to get so much further down the line if you get the Holy Spirit involved. And the reason for that is pretty simple. The Holy Spirit does really know where you are. He knows where you are in every area of your life. He knows where you need to be in every area of your life. And the only way you're going to get there is by getting Him involved. You know, when we received the Holy Spirit, things didn't automatically start going right for us. The Holy Spirit's not going to pull you by your ear and say, hey, it's time to pray in tongues now. He's going to stand back and wait on you. You can develop a lifestyle of praying in tongues. You can develop a lifestyle of getting Him involved. And over time, you will see how your life is going to change. Honestly, I wish I knew this when I first got born again. I would have taken advantage of that. I remember when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. I only started speaking in tongues, I think it was 2 or 3 days later. And I remember I was on my way to go to this one shop. And I was walking to the shop and all of a sudden, it just started flowing out of me. And if I was taught back then, in my teens, if I was taught back then about the power of praying in tongues, I would have done it and I would have been faithful to it. But you know what? It's never too late to learn. You can start today. This year, we're only in March now. Your whole life can turn around. Praise God. How awesome is that? God is good. He's so good. He gave you His precious Holy Spirit. And for those that aren't growing, they are the ones that's not praying in tongues. They're not taking advantage of this awesome gift that we have. How awesome would it be if Jesus was physically with you and He tells you every day, come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Next day, come on, let's pray. And He leads you into prayer and He does all the praying. But guess what? Jesus said it is expedient that He leaves. So we got the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us to pray and we end up praying these amazing prayers. You don't have to struggle through life. You don't have to go through life just banging into one situation to the next, not knowing what to do, not knowing where to go. You know, I believe that the more you pray in tongues, God shines light onto your situation and the more things you are going to start understanding. I remember a while ago, I was praying in tongues. I needed some finances and I was praying in tongues and I prayed for something like 17 hours and 15 minutes. And all of a sudden, this lady contacted me and I don't, you know, if I do have a need, I don't tell people about it. That's got nothing got to do with them. I don't beg for money. But this lady contacted me and she said, the Lord put it on my heart to sow money to you. And I tried to put it off. I know it sounds weird. I was literally praying for finances. And yeah, this lady comes along and she wants to sow money to my life. But I was trying to put it off. And then she kept coming back to me. She said, listen, the Lord told me to sow. So I said, look, if it's the Lord, then fine, you know. And she sowed a decent amount into my life. Now, if that works for finances, how much more important areas like your family, your health, direction? In the grand scheme of things, according to God, money is nothing. He'll still help you get it, but money is nothing to Him. Money is not important. Yes, it's important to every human being. We need money to survive. Understand that. But I'm saying like God loves us. That is important. Jesus is important. What Jesus did on the cross is important. How He conquered death is important. So if He can help in an area where we see as big, man, He's ready to help in every area. Just pray. The more you pray, the more you're going to see into it. God's going to shine the light on your situation. He's going to have things working for you and not against you. Remember, you are the head and not the tail. You are supposed to be above only and not beneath. And God's got these wonderful plans for you and He wants you to walk in those plans. But the only way you're going to access those plans is if you get Him involved. Don't go through life without Him in your life. You know, a lot of people, they go through life without the Spirit. They go through life without His word. And one day, they're going to stand before the Lord and say, Lord, why didn't you help me? And he's going to say, why don't you come to me? Why don't you get me involved? You were trying to do everything on your own. I had these amazing plans for you while you were on the earth, and you never trusted me. So if you were stirred up by this message, get into word. Study out the power of praying in tongues, and then practice it. And if you can't pray for long yet, even if it's 30 minutes, but do it like every day. Be consistent in your prayers. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing, so keep on hearing.
Hey everyone, if you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.